LA Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting, Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. It is 5:35 p.m.
All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Roll call. Bougie.
Here.
Ferguson.
Excused.
Kowalczyk Adrian.
Here.
Fox.
Excused.
I'm here. Pierki.
Here.
And Atwood.
Here.
All right. Approval of the September 24th, 2019 minutes. I don't know if everybody had a chance to look at them.
We had one. You skipped one. And modify the or adopt the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. We'll move forward with the agenda. Okay. So approval of the September 24th, 2019 minutes.
So moved.
Second.
First and second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say aye. Okay. Approved. On public appearances. Looks like we're in the clear today. All right.
None.
Information. Number five, Pooches and Pints Oktoberfest recap.
Sure. I just wanted to give the committee a little recap on the Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest. This was the first year of the Barktoberfest. Second year we've held the Pooches and Pints events. So that was Saturday, October 12th at Greenow Park. Unfortunately, the weather wasn't the greatest. It was a little windy and cool that day. So the numbers weren't as high as what you know you'd like. There still were pretty decent numbers. I think they estimated about 200 or so people showed up. Then, so that's not bad for you know weather. You know, considering it's fall, October. You know, some days can be really
it
nice.
Was a rough one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Other days could
it was
be.
Rough.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that they underestimated that, though.
I think
there was more than 200 people there.
It's hard to estimate numbers.
Yeah. I only did a quick run through.
Sure.
I didn't stay for a beer or anything, but I didn't even bring the dog down. I had too much on the plate that day, but I wanted to swing in there. But I was impressed.
Okay.
And the amount of cars that were down there. I kept looking around to see if the cars were maybe there for another reason. Maybe something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were all there for that.
So
that's why I think 200 might be conservative.
Okay.
Yeah, my guess.
Yeah. There was good media coverage.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. So that was very nice. Just to go through a couple other things. Total amount of money that they raised, about $1,800, $1,500 of expenses. So net revenue was only in the $300 range, which will be split amongst the Village, Lucky Seven, and a Bellevue Dog Park. We're all partners in this. It wasn't a lot, but at least they made some money. So, for a public event, the main purpose of that is to have an event. And the secondary is to make some revenue off of it to, help, with
so
the
charities. Does the revenue come in beer sales then?
Typically, yeah. Okay. For the most part, it is. We get some money from the sponsors, about $650 from the sponsors, vendors another $100, and then the beer tent sales were a little over $1,000. So that's where the majority of that money comes from. In talking with Matt and Trevor, who are the heads of this event, they're probably looking at trying to maybe do it in September next year to try to get a little bit better weather.
It wasn't that great in September.
So
no.
This year, no month was good. My boy was
in baseball, and I think he only got to play half of the game.
Sure.
Scheduled.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a five out of ten.
But anyway, they were looking at possibly trying to switch that to a little bit earlier in the fall. Still,
where does all the expense come in?
With regards to pretty much three different things. Got to pay for the beer, which was a little over almost $900. The band, the music, That's another 400. And then different various supplies and different stuff's about 200. So,
That one-man band towards the end, boy, he was bringing it. Where are all those instruments coming from?
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
He did a good job.
Well, good. But so just wanted to give a recap on that, and like I said, considering the weather, pretty happy with the turnout. So.
All right, item B, new water tree planting grant.
Yes. Angela, would you like to mention this?
Sure.
Or otherwise I could, but.
Some of you might be familiar with the pretty much the same grant that I wrote under when I was with Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission for some trees. Well, it was the same grant program that when I got to New Water, it applied, except for rather than do it throughout the state, we just focused on the service area for New Water. So there's, let's see here, we're working with Alloway, which will get 190 trees, Ashwaubenon is 100, Bellevue 100, DePere 200, City of Green Bay 200, Howard 120, Ledgeview 150, and Oneida Nation 60.
Dollar-wise, what that reflects is about, and those numbers, this is a two-year grant. About $21,000. So we're looking at that as some projects, but for mostly replacements for Emerald Ash or tree removals. So that will definitely help our budget out, and thank you very much.
Yeah. So New Water has this pool of money that they...
Yeah, that we got the grant through U.S. Forest Service.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, yeah, that'll be a great partnership, and we're happy to be able to do that.
What kind of trees are we going to get?
A wide variety. Okay. You know, one of the things that we've learned over time is diversification is about the best thing you can do. So try to put in a wide variety of different types of trees. Typically, street trees in front of residential properties, we work with the residents, give them options, and let them pick types of trees that they'd like, you know, to have planted along the street. And, in the parks, we're going to try to use some smaller size trees as far as stock size so we can get more for our buck for areas like along the Rush Family East River Trail and the East River along that area because we have a lot of ash within that, parkway area and that we want to start reforesting. Those locations. So,
is there a concern with the amount of water that's over in that area that the younger trees get too much?
There can be. Over extended periods, it could become an issue. A lot of those tree species are in those habitats because of they can grow well in wet, moist and wet soils.
Okay.
Anything that, from swamp white oak type trees to the ash were a perfect example of a good tree that can grow in those areas. Hackberry, we call them river species.
Okay.
So they typically do well. One concern that might become an issue is if we get a hard freeze associated with that, it'll be like an ice block, which might cause some issues. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number six, action, replacement of Langley Park playground equipment.
Here is a packet for each of you. Since our last meeting, we had discussed the replacement of the playground equipment at Langley Park. We did perform a public survey, with the four selections that the committee had come up with. And just to review, Here are the four selections. Option number one, and excuse the pictures, they're not the best. It's a copy of a copy of a scan type of deal. This one was $15,300 for that structure. Option number two was $16,162. Option number three, $14,092. And option number four was $20,664. So that was what we were shooting for, was around that $20,000 or less for a structure. And then, you know, looking at a plate or a swing set, you know, in the $2,000 range. Concrete sidewalk, you know, we'll put around there, and then surfacing. Looking for our staff to do the install next summer. Purchase that this fall, because we can get discounted prices, end-of-year prices more or less. And then do an install next summer. We did the public survey, and we ended up with 69 responses. I think the survey was 3 weeks. I think we did it 3 or 4 weeks. Can't recall how long it was. 69 responses. Out of those responses, 46, a little over 46%, which was the high percentage, picked option four. The second highest was a little over 36%, and that was option one. So if we go back, option four was the one with the green tree-looking top to it, and then option one was the larger with, you know, multiple different types of play structures. Now, they both had pretty good selection of things that had, you know, were part of that structure. So, yeah, with that, you know, with the responses, the community would like to see option number four. That option was, I don't know if I have it, what company, I can't recall what company that was from. I don't think I have it handy. Oh, here it is. That was a Little Tykes commercial playset. So, from Northland Recreation. So, all right. If the committee is agreeable with that, I'd like to entertain, I guess, a motion for a recommendation to the village board. Go to the village board to get approval for purchase of that equipment.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
To go with the first, or option
so,
four?
I move to recommend option number four, was it?
One, I thought.
No, number four. Option number four was had the most.
Had most votes.
Most
so
votes.
Option four, which had most
oh,
votes for recommendation.
Then I will second that.
Any further discussion? I would like to say that I did try, because our kids go to Langley. And so I tried sharing with the school, like, hey, there's this vote out there on the playground equipment, and so it had to go through the school district. And then, so I talked to the principal, and the principal's like, yeah, I'll put it in the newsletter, which all I wanted them was to share the poll on their Facebook page, and then he never put it in the newsletter. So I'm extremely disappointed with Langlade School and the administration there, because I didn't think it would be this difficult to get their input, because a lot of parents, you know, while they're waiting for their kids, their older kids are at school, you know, they could be playing on the
sure.
Anyway,
sure.
They
well, nice
didn't feel the need to But it was important enough
to
share. Yeah,
we have found, especially with some of our programming and trying to get information into the schools, the last several years, it's quite a challenge to get that information into the students' and the parents' hands because of the steps you have to go through with Green Bay School District. So it can be challenging.
So. And then I guess they got the permission, and then they didn't do anything. Like, oh well. Okay, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Any other discussion? Okay, all those against? All right. Option four.
Just an observation. Looks like about 80% of these people voted on the 26th of September.
Which I believe was the first day that we put it on.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yep.
It copy your news feed on Facebook.
Yep.
And thank you for doing, or whoever did it, such a nice job with that.
I will pass that along to Matt. He is our social media guru that understands it all. So we pass all that stuff off
to
him.
It's all on the 26th.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple on the 27th, 28th.
But I bet if we went back and we looked, that was the first day it was posted.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I believe it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, somebody did it on the 14th. We got it in. The end.
You know, actually, what that one was, if I recall, that was an in-person vote that somebody voted here because they didn't have access to vote online, and Matt entered that one.
Oh,
that
nice.
One.
Okay. Yep. That's all right. So item 7, park maintenance operations.
Again, this is that ongoing item that we wanted to keep on the agenda just to discuss from meeting to meeting if anything with park maintenance operations. We had gone over that listing several months ago with regards to all the different operations that our staff typically does. We will be transitioning here shortly into winter mode, which means snow removal, ice rinks, things along that lines, but still also doing a lot of urban forestry work this winter. So our staff's in the process of doing cleanups, getting stuff ready, cleaning up the parks and winterizing buildings and that right now, and then transitioning into winter operations. So.
Did this wet summer shift costs where time was spent? What was the impact of that?
It really hurt us a lot on not costs necessarily, but just the way things looked, especially in our parks, with regards to turf maintenance. It killed us because of the amount of time it took, or the being able to or not being able to cut areas. And then you go back 2 weeks later, and then it's like mowing a hayfield type of stuff.
We definitely needed some goats this year.
That really hurt us. Unfortunately, we had instances of equipment getting stuck or damage like that.
Saw that yesterday.
To different areas.
It's
unfortunate, right? And, by the time, some of the spots, they kind of remember from year to year, know where the spots are to avoid, but sometimes it's too late, by the time they get to a location or cutting along, all of a sudden, boom, it's soft, it's sucked in. Some other operations we're still trying to do yet, such as aerating athletic fields, but it's so soft out there, we're pretty hesitant to even put equipment on some of those locations. So to answer your question, yes, the weather really affected, I think, some of that. We'll have to wait and see how high water affects things like the trail.
Did we do any markings?
We did.
Okay.
We did. It's a lot of, if you recall, when I did that report about it was a lot of that area, those same areas.
Okay.
And it fluctuated. It's amazing what happens when that wind blows out of the north.
Mm-hmm.
It backs that water up so quickly.
It'll be clear in the morning, and you can't walk in it in the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
And my office is across the river from the Neville Public Museum.
Sure.
And so I can see the parking lot from my desk, and it
throughout the day. You can just watch the water, and the cones go out, and then the cones go away. And
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then you just know what's going up the east
river, right,
too. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the amount of precipitation that we've gotten this year, you know, which has been an all-time high, just adds to, you know, those flooding concerns or high water concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And that. So one thing that we'll have to figure out how to do is, with all that high water, the location of our ice rink, we haven't been able to get in there to mow it at all this year. So the weeds are about 3 feet tall in there. And we have to, you know, if hopefully we can get in there, it'll freeze enough, we can get in there and get that knocked down. Otherwise, we might have to put that location on the other side of the little pathway, kind of where the softball guys warm up, and that, you know, we might have to put the rink over there this year. But
I noticed that it was pretty high. I think
yeah.
I went.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there,
exactly. So
well, it must be a good spot for it if it's the low spot and it's always
it
wet,
is,
right?
And that's why we put the ice rink there, because it's a lower spot that holds water, so it allows us to get a rink going sooner than trying to flood it on just grass surface.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to go back to old school and do the flood it on the grass area this year. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
You were looking for like a part-time seasonal lawnmower at one.
We were.
Somebody. Did you ever? Were you
we
ever
did.
Able
we
to
were able
somebody?
To find an individual, actually a seasonal employee that worked for the Public Works Department this summer. Wasn't going back to school right away or something. So he was able to come on. We still have him on staff right now. We'll have him through the end of this month, which has helped out a ton. That has really helped our staff, you know, especially with the grass cutting and some other things. You know, just having that additional individual has really helped us. So
oh, they're hard to find.
They are. Any staff, you know, doesn't matter what level or, you know, what occupation. It seems like, you know, very difficult to find bodies nowadays. So
one last question.
Sure. No, go ahead.
Thanks, Bob. Again, I see all the time that we're canceling, like our night league, softball leagues and everything because
sure.
of the weather, and they'll be made up at a future date. Do you ever get those in?
Well, as of today, no. Today was the last straw for a fall adult softball league. They were supposed to do their end-of-year tournament, and with the snow today, they couldn't get the games in, so unfortunately, they only had about half a season, which in the fall, it's I think their whole season is only, you know, 6 weeks or something like that. So
do you get it? Does that raise any issues with the people, or do they just accept it?
We actually refunded half their money this year,
okay.
You know, because of the lack of being able to get the games in, but typically, they understand. It's especially this year with the way the weather was. Even the summer, you know,
yeah.
Summer was terrible.
It's been all summer and fall. I see it all the time that you're canceling leagues.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate, but when you have outside sports, you're at the mercy of the weather. So.
Can't do anything about it.
No.
Hey, tell us a little bit more. You mentioned it to me because I'd asked about it, but so everybody else knows too.
Sure.
The East River Revitalization Survey that was put out there. Who put that out there? What's its intent?
Sure. They're an organization, Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission, who Angela used to work for. Put out a survey to gather information on various aspects of the East River and East River watershed and different types of projects that different communities are looking to do, you know, in the future, and how those projects, you know, might be affected or might affect the watershed or different things like that, or what communities want to see, what individuals would like to see with regards to, you know, any places that are lie within that. So I don't recall if that survey is completed yet.
I can add to that if you don't mind.
Sure, go right ahead.
This is the grant that I got at Bay Lake before I left. And what it is, it's working with Nature Conservancy to take a look at the East River corridor, because there's been, you know, a lot of work done to kind of clean up the Fox River and clean up the East River, but to look at where there's still some of those restoration projects remaining. Well, there's actually quite a bit on the East River, but even places where, you know, maybe have like an outfall that goes right to the East River, there could be opportunities to pull that back a bit, put in some type of green infrastructure to clean up the water a bit before it gets East River. So some of those projects that could help improve the East River and not have it be so brown. A lot of it's working, you know, up the watershed, but there is things that we can do here on the lower end as well to just improve the corridor.
Yeah. And with that work, you know, there's some possible grant opportunities to work with these organizations, you know, from the village's perspective on, you know, helping us, you know, get alternative funding sources. You know, whether it's, I know, you know, our Public Works Department will be installing a new storm pond over here behind Bethel Baptist Church in the next couple of years. So, you know, that's one opportunity that might be looking at. But, you know, just that partnership.
When they put in those ponds, what do they do? They dig down and haul the dirt away that they develop those ponds with? Or what do they do?
Well, there's a lot to those. You know, some of it's used, I'm guessing, you know, for around the banks and stuff like that. But, yeah, then some of that fill has to be, you know, removed off-site and that. But and then the village has done an excellent job with regards to the vegetation that they put in and around the ponds and that. But, you know, that's just, you know, one example. And, you know, we've got some other possibilities out there, too. So,
thank you.
Good. Any other questions?
All right. So future agenda items. If there's any that people would like to see added.
I have one item. December meeting. I anticipate we'll probably cancel that since it falls on Christmas Eve. So, typically, yeah, I think every year in December we're pretty close around Christmas on that fourth Tuesday. So, but just to let the committee know that more than likely will be canceled.
So, what does November fall on?
November is the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the 26th.
The Tuesday
before Thanksgiving. Correct.
I will not be here.
Correct.
The Plan Commission moved theirs up the week before, just to avoid that same week.
Oh.
Just an idea.
Okay. That's an option. I'll
send
out.
Yeah, we're leaving out of town on Wednesday, so I'm okay at time.
I'll send an email out ahead of time and see what everyone's availability is, and maybe we can move it up or.
If we moved it up a week, it would interfere. If it ran longer than an hour, it would interfere with the...
That would be a village board meeting, wouldn't it?
So we would have to have... Yeah. Well, I would have to have a time restriction on it. I'd have to be up in an hour. So it'd be a meeting. But depending on what's on it.
Right.
Yeah.
This one's not going to last an hour. So,
yeah. That's a good one.
Okay, I'll send an email out here in the next few weeks just to get a feel for, you know, what people's schedules are for that.
I'm not sure.
Sounds good. Any other agenda items? Right.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. So we're adjourned.
Adjourned at 6:04 p.m.
I played pickleball.